April is Earth Month, and if there's one thing I've learned, it's that quality is sustainability. Think about it. When you invest in well-made, durable products, you're not just buying something that lasts longer, but you're reducing the need for constant replacements. That's why I am happy to tell you about the Avocado Green Mattress. When it comes to mattresses, Avocado is the MVP. Top rated by Consumer Reports 8 years running. They use certified organic materials like latex, wool, and cotton. No nasty chemicals, just pure comfort that keeps you at the perfect temperature all night long. Here's the game-changing play. Right now, you can save up to 10% on these incredible mattresses at avocadomattress.com. Plus, they give you up to a full year to try it out, and they even have easy financing options with Affirm. That's how confident they are you will love it. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Today on the Zabecast, it's Andy Polin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word Meshuggahna. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the Zabecast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Speaking of Tiger and Chinese food, Andy, a double dip for you today. First of all, did you know that the Golf Channel had a special feature on Tiger's 2000 season, which was one for the ages?
Yeah, sorry, that was not on my radar, but I'm sure I can catch it on a replay.
All right, if I can direct you to it, I think you would enjoy it. The second item is this. The Cardinals AA team just dropped alt uniforms for their alt nickname, which is the St. Louis Cashew Chickens.
Ooh, I like.
Springfield. Springfield Cashew Chickens, not St. Louis, but the Cardinals minor league team. Why? Cashew chicken was invented in Springfield in the 1960s.
Didn't know that, but wow. I do like that delicacy, and I have some familiarity with the Cardinals farm system because when I was in San Antonio, they had the San Antonio Dodgers who would sometimes play the Arkansas Travelers, which was the AA team of the Cardinals. Yeah,
oh, very nice. I will retell the story again, the anecdote, for the millionth time, but I'll never forget as an intern at CNN circa 1990, one of the interns assigned to Larry King's division of the D.C. Bureau,
their one job was to pick the cashews out of Mr. King's cashew chicken before delivering it to him before the show went on the air. And I'm like, why doesn't he order it without the cat? Nobody knew. Nobody knew, Andy. It's just the way it was.
Well, there's an old joke about a woman who drives up to the hotel in the Catskills and tells the bellhop that he should carry her son to his room. And the bellhop says, well, can't he walk? She says, yes, but he doesn't have to.
That's a joke.
Well, it's sort of a Jewish joke, you know, like a Jewish mother looking so much out for her son
that he wouldn't even have to walk up. Jewish helicopter mom,
Wouldn't have to walk up the steps. The bellhop would carry him.
All right, so it's Easter Sunday, and I believe firmly that there are no better memes than Jesus memes. Now, look, some religions, you can't talk about the iconic figure of said religion without invoking the potential for severe harm or death. Mm-hmm. Not so with Christianity. I think we got a pretty good sense of humor as Christians. So I hit you with some of the best memes I've seen so far today, including this one, breaking, Nazareth guard Jesus Christ has entered his name into the transfer portal.
Not bad.
Then there's this, Jesus was crucified and buried in a tomb for 3 days. Then he arose. Luckily, he had set himself up with passive income vending machines, so he still made money even though he wasn't actively working during that time. There's a AI Photoshop of Jesus with a vending machine in the background. This is because the meme that's going around now is, you need to get passive income. You know, invest in laundromats, invest in vending machines, and it's harder than you would think. Then there's this one, YOLO with Jesus underneath it, JKBRB. Just kidding. Be right back. And then there's this, the Consuela meme from Family Guy. No, 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 Mr. Jesus, no. Here's another one. If Jesus had a girlfriend, and it's a picture of Jesus with Mary Magdalene, I just find it funny how you died for 3 days, and now you're back. And then my favorite one from Colin Jost on SNL.
Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, so to all you Christians out there, happy Easter. And to the Jews, nice try.
All right, with that, I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter, as I did, with my family and with my mom and my dad still going. Good. Dad is hanging in there. You know, it's he's starting to reach the edges of, you know, age is undefeated, but he was in good spirits today and enjoyed our Easter ham sandwiches.
No leg of lamb? Ham sandwiches?
No leg of lamb. We couldn't sit for a proper dinner. I had to travel today, and it was one of those kind of very humble, just simple lunch kind of post-church type of days.
Gotcha.
Well, the day has finally come, and I cannot believe it. Andy Pollin has finally canceled and given up the paper version of the Washington Post. No!
Yeah, I hit the price point, which I could no longer cross, and I was looking at the prices I had paid in recent years, which seemed very high. Like only 2 years ago, I was paying, I think, $325. And they have since raised
$325 per what? Year?
Per year. $325
a year. So divided by 12, that comes out to carry the 1. Divide by 6.
You are not good at math. Year. Well, what
okay, you can't do the basic divide by 12?
Well, it's 300.
So it's about $30 a month.
Yeah, but if you go 365 days, that's basically less than a dollar a day. Okay,
$1 a day.
Which I can live with. Right. They have now raised it to $522. With what they're telling me is a major discount, a discount of $499. They are telling me that the full price of the paper, I don't know how anybody could possibly pay this, but the full price of the paper for the year is
$988. $900.
And almost $1,000.
$988. Oh, my God. Now, do you think that's the real full rack rate for the paper now, or is that just a phony number to make people think, oh, I'm getting a great deal, I got $500 off per year.
Well, there were years in the past, not in the last two or three, but years in the past where they would give me a price and I'd say, no, you got to do better than that. They come back with another price. I say, nope, talk to your manager. And then they come back with a second price and they would have it. This time I tried everything, you know, I'll cancel. No, they wouldn't do it. And here's what else really bothered me.
You tried to get them rocking back and forth.
Yeah, but here's the thing about the online part of it, okay? I have to pay $170 a year. Introductory subscribers get to pay only $60. I've been a loyal customer for most of 40 years. They wouldn't budge. And he had some kind of prepared statement that he had to read to me. If you want the greatest in journalism, blah, 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 blah. So I need the paper. It's a resource for me. I've been reading the Washington Post since I was 6 years old. So I bid it and said, okay, $170 for the year.
So you do have the paper now?
Not the paper, just the online access.
Oh, the online. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So $60 for new subscribers.
Online, yes.
Just you
online.
You should have said, oh, if that's the case, I forgot my name is Mandy Pulzine.
Right.
Different guy. Same email, same phone number, just wow, different guy.
Right. But it's tied to a credit card and the credit card has your name on it. You know.
Oh my God. Did the negotiations before go something? Oh, hold on a second. Did the negotiations before go something like this?
Business. Finery.
From South Park.
Hello, City Walk. Take an auto, please.
I must have the wrong number. We were trying to reach City Airlines.
Oh, yes. Just a moment, please. Hello, City Airline. Can I help you take an auto, please?
We need to go to Canada as soon as possible.
Ooh, Canada. Okay, that's pretty far. Gonna cost a lot of money. Let's see. How many people?
Four.
Okay, four people, Canada, cost a lot of money. Gonna be about $6,500.
How about $50?
$50? South Park gets away with so much, Andy.
It costs at least $3,000.
$55.
Hey, stop wasting my time of $55. No way I take my plane to Canada for less than $1,000.
Okay, $60.
$62.
Okay.
Okay, meet me, Park County Airfield, Yellow Cessna, tail number 432G.
Got it.
Never try to bother with a Chinese man.
So anyway, that's how it used to go with you in the Post, and now you're finally out. So question, how do you feel?
I will miss it, no question about it. But
do you feel sad?
Yeah, I do, because it used to be a big part of my life, still is really, but the joy of going out to the curb, Tony Soprano style, I don't have a rope, but going out to the curb and picking up the paper every morning and heading to the crapper, that's a great ritual.
Getting your morning constitutional in, huh?
How's
it going? You having good solid constitutionals these days? Are you pretty regular, I bet?
Yeah, I am. I eat salads. Nice. That helps. You don't.
I know. See, so here's a shout out. And I've my college roommate, Scott Lawrence, shout out to Scotty Law. He's listening right now, I bet. Or he's going to hear this because he listens to the podcast. I bought something I had not bought since he and I were roommates. And that is Kellogg's Cracklin' Oat Bran. You ever seen Kellogg's Cracklin' Oat Bran as a cereal?
Mostly sugar. Yeah, but I've seen it.
Okay. Here we go with the judging. These are little rectangular circles, like giant Cheerios, that are so fibrous that if they didn't have all that sugar on them, Andy, it would be akin to eating sawdust that had been molded into little O's. So hopefully this can get a grip on my digestive tract and I can have a nice, good, solid one next time around.
Well, it's a two, actually.
Crap. So there you go.
But yeah, as we age, that becomes a very big deal. And it's something that we should all enjoy, because when you're not enjoying it, it's not fun.
By the way, our friend Stan Gans, may he rest in peace, used to always joke to me about, you know what, I'm doing all right. I would just like to have a good solid crap once in a while. Right. Then he talked about prune day. It's like, yeah, I got prune day coming up on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. It's a fact of aging. Remember this goes way back on Saturday Night Live, where they used to advertise colon blow?
Yeah, colon blow.
I think it was Dan Aykroyd that did that. It's very funny.
All right. So what happens then when they print the paper for the last time? What date is the last printing of a major metropolitan paper like the Washington Post?
Yeah, it can't be too far, because here's another thing about the distribution of the actual paper. At times, if I was not subscribing, I could simply go to a newspaper box and insert a quarter. Now the newsstand price is $4. I'm not carrying around $4 worth of quarters. So, you know, it's just not easy to get it anymore.
Yeah, that's too bad. And, you know, I made such good money delivering the Washington Post on the mean streets of McLean when I was a teenager in high school. I think I did it for at least 3 or 4 years.
Wow, and you got up early.
Yeah. I woke up early, and believe me, even back then, I did not like it. But I like the money, Andy. So that's the thing. I like money. I don't know if that's a bad thing or not, but I like it. I like having it. I like earning it.
The only paper I delivered was the Bethesda Advertiser. It only came once a week. They paid me a penny a paper. It would take me all afternoon to distribute 162 papers. And with the next delivery the following week, I'd get a little envelope with $1.62 in it.
162.
That was it. Yep.
Jesus. What'd you do with that money?
Oh, I don't know. Probably bought some baseball cards or something like that. But
which only cost a nickel. Yes.
but I had heard of people who took these routes and just dumped the papers down the sewer. And I don't roll like that. I was honest. I gave everybody a paper.
Yeah. My brother once did that with an insert, because he had a larger route that was a vehicle-borne newspaper route. And, you know, we would have to assemble the paper, because the regular paper would get printed, put in a bundle, dropped in our driveway. And then there'd be inserts on 3 of the 4 days of the week that you had to physically put in the middle of the paper, then put it in the bag and go on your way. Because the insert was printed at a different facility or whatever, right? And one day my brother was running late, and he was just like, oh, fuck it. This travel and leisure insert, fuck that. He threw it down the sewer. Of course, several neighbors, not neighbors, but several people on this route found out, like, where is this? I knew it should have been included. So there was more than one or two complaints that came in to our distributor, Mr. Schultz, and boy, did he chew my brother's ass.
Did he fire him?
Learned. No, because it's hard to find guys to do that job.
Yeah, right.
At least it was back in the early 80s. Now, there's a lot of individuals, let's just say, that are happy to take those jobs, and they do them well.
And they do them in a truck. The other thing that you used to have to do was collect, right?
Oh, I had to collect, yes.
Yeah, and they don't do that anymore.
He did not have to collect because he had a larger, more widespread route that he wouldn't traverse by car. But he would drive like a maniac at 4 a.m, other side of the road. He had a game where he tried to, whenever it was really cold, he'd try to smash the mailbox with the newspaper as he flung it out the window. Because if it was hard enough, it might crack. I'm like, bro, you got to calm down. I don't think he ever succeeded. He tried, but he didn't succeed. Okay, let's get to our top story today, which is LeBron's legacy in the balance? Question mark. Normally, I hate Andy doing the whole legacy argument because that's so ESPN first takey. And maybe it's the algorithm that's feeding me a lot of this stuff on social media. But with the game one blowout at the hands of Minnesota, and then LeBron just begging for calls like he always does, I'm starting to think, as it gets closer to the end of his career, how do you think he'll stack up against Jordan and Kobe?
Well, I think he's right there. I will never say that Jordan is not the best player ever, because he's the best player I certainly ever saw. And the big thing about Jordan is he refused to lose. LeBron sometimes takes losing in stride a little bit too much. And at times when he needs to take over a game, he doesn't do it. So, you know, I mean, but this is also the modern NBA in which the commissioner is okay with players taking games off.
Right.
You know, so it's a different world that he's living in now than the one that Jordan had 30 years ago.
Did LeBron ever give you that tingle up your leg about, wow, this guy's really fun to watch? Because he never did it for me. Maybe that's because he was overexposed from the time he was in high school. So there was never sort of that magic kind of natural, organic type, holy shit, look at this guy play basketball.
Well, I mean, the signature play of his career is blocking a shot, right?
And it was a great play. Saved the series. Great freaking play. But
won the game.
Yes.
That was game seven. Right. And Jordan, there's just so many different signature plays. And, you know, I remember at the game, which was the last game they played as the Bullets at the old Capitol Center in game three of the playoffs in 97. They moved to the new arena, and the next year we renamed the Wizards. I remember looking at him and saying, this is Babe Ruth. We're never going to see anything better than this. I mean, and just the way he carried himself on the court. And, you know, he played every game. I don't remember a lot of whining about calls. Not that he didn't get them, you know, not that he didn't.
He didn't whine about them, but I'm sure he motherfucked some refs.
Okay.
But he did it in a way that was more befitting of a guy being a stand-up guy. Not a baby, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but LeBron is not alone in the way he operates like this. And now he's got a teammate. You know, every time he drives to the basket and thinks he's fouled, he spends the possession for the other team whining at the referees. Plays no defense, doesn't even get up the floor. They're great scorers, but to me, they're not the greatest basketball players who ever lived.
Jordan shot over Elo. Jordan going up against the Pistons, pulling the ball down, switching to his left hand, throwing it over his head off the glass and in. Jordan doing a reverse whoop on John Starks of the Knicks, and then dunking right on Patrick Ewing's head. I mean, these are just some of the highlights that come right to mind thinking Jordan.
And also, he passed it off twice for game-winning series shots to Paxton and Kerr, and it was almost like they were scared to death if they missed those shots, that they would have to face the wrath of Jordan.
Right.
And he never went. And by the way, he never went seven in the finals. None of those six.
Never went seven. Certainly never got swept in the sweeped. Yeah. Never got swept in the finals, which is something LeBron has suffered three different times.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think Jordan ever made the finals and lost.
No, he did not. Undefeated. Yeah. Undefeated there. Yeah. I did see, speaking of him passing, one of the series en route to the title, one of the championship series for Jordan, he led the team in assists at 11.6 per game. Right. That's bonkers right there.
Well, partly it's defense. If three guys are collapsing on you, somebody's
I mean, for a guy who was the ultimate scorer to average double-digit assists in the finals as a shooting guard, phenomenal.
Also, he was a three-year college player for Dean Smith, who taught fundamentals. LeBron went directly to the NBA.
So let's say the Lakers don't get off the mat. And I'm not saying they won't, but they did not look good in game one. Let's say they don't get off the mat. Let's say they lose in five. Then what?
Then what? He's not a great player?
No, I'm just saying, I guess is LeBron's going to try again at age 41, would it be now? What is he? I got to look up his age.
I think he's 40, but why wouldn't he play again? He's still a great player.
Okay. But if he's even less impactful than he is now.
Yeah, but he's not falling off the map. You know, Kareem in his last year wasn't good. And you know, there are a few guys like that. Robert Parrish was a hang on with Bulls for one of their championships.
Okay. All right. Focus, that from him. Focus on my question. When is he going to hang it up?
Oh, I think when he really can't do it, I think he's going to take it to the end. I don't think he's going to walk away with something left in the tank.
Give me a number, Andy. Stop pussyfooting around the goddamn number.
45. Does that satisfy you?
45 more years.
Right.
Wow.
He spends $2 million a year on his body. You wouldn't say he's not in shape, would you?
No, But basketball is not playing quarterback in the NFL.
Okay.
Just saying.
But he's far from, at this point, EU or me or anyone else saying, oh boy, he's the old metaphor, Willie Mays falling down in the outfield. Yep. He's not that.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process, or you've been struggling to get your job post seen on other sites, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. Want to know how fast Indeed really is? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, next topic. New stadium, who dis? Apparently, the first big hurdle has been cleared in D.C. for the Commanders and the district to figure out how to build a new stadium for the Commanders right there on the RFK site. We're a long way from a shovel in the ground and a red ribbon and a ceremony, but this was pretty big news last week. Are you hopeful?
Oh, yeah. And actually, I was not surprised by it because I had spoken the day before to Mark Tuohy, who was formerly commissioner of the DC Sports Commission and also the former general counsel to the mayor. And I didn't know this report was coming. I saw him on a Tuesday. I think it came late Tuesday or early Wednesday. And he said, oh, yeah, there'll be a lot of carping. Phil Mendelsohn's making a lot of noise, but it'll get done. There's no question it's going to get done. And if you remember what happened with the baseball stadium, there was a lot of pushback on that, too. And it got done.
Okay. I saw a rendering of the stadium, which is, I don't think, official. Mm-hmm. I'd not seen it before. It looked like a very airy but still enclosed glass kind of dome.
Right.
Are you, first of all, did you see that rendering?
I did.
Who commissioned it? Is it real or is it somebody on Photoshop fucking around?
I don't know. But
okay. Would you be okay with a dome?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the ideal number of seats?
Probably, I've heard it's going to be less than 60,000.
Perfect.
Which is
smaller
crazy.
Is better. Like Allegiant in Vegas. Make it about 60, and you can charge through the roof for tickets.
Right. But I thought Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego was a good spot. And the reason I was told that they stopped going there is they couldn't get it up to 80,000.
Oh, well, for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
No, I think the NFL's rethinking that.
Well, they already have because the Super Bowl in Vegas, they had 61,000. 61.
Right. And I believe they're going to go back there again. I don't know if they're on the books yet, but I'm sure they're going to go back.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, exciting times. Now, what if there's no tailgating, though?
Well, I saw, yes, that...
they say there might be parking garages.
Right. No, it's underground park. It's underground parking, but...
That's even worse.
But there is parkland around there, so if you want to set up a grill or however you do it and hang out with your buddies before the game, I think it's still possible.
And then what, hike a mile to the stadium?
No, it's not going to be that far, and that's another thing. you remember, did you take the Metro when you went to Redskin games? At
I did once or twice.
That's great. You get right out, and you see the stadium. Right.
But nothing would be more of a vibe kill for a football game than parking garages.
Well, that's the reality.
It has nothing to do with how quickly or how long it would take to get out. It just doesn't feel right. Parking garages at a football game?
Well, look, I've been to the stadium in Atlanta. I was there 2 years ago. I think it's going to be similar to that. It's downtown Atlanta. There's not a lot of room for parking lot stuff. It doesn't exist that way. Get over it. You move on.
All right, let's pivot to Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee late last week. I didn't get it in. I didn't get it in on last week's podcast, but I saw it and I said, holy shit. I'm embarrassed that I was such a Rodgers stan for the longest time when he was really starting to show his ass, so to speak. But the way he bitched about the way the Jets cut him was laughable. I flew all the way out on my own dime, and it was a 15-minute meeting. Two things. One, you're plenty rich. Don't give me this on my own dime. Probably had to pay for airport parking, too. Oh, what a horror show that is. Secondly, you know damn well, had they cut him by phone, he would have said they didn't even have the respect to tell me in person.
Exactly. And Tom Pelissero, who's a good reporter with the NFL Network, said, yes, he did fly out there on his own dime. But he called the Jets and he said, hey, I'm going to be in New York anyway. Can I come by and see
anyway?
You?
Okay. Yes. So in other words, what he told to McAfee was a half truth, which is what Rodgers is really good at.
And he's got a full cheering section there that applauds everything he does and excuses all of his behavior and all of his.
All right, running. Hey Rodgers, all right, clap it up. Yeah. Oh God,
He's got 16 guys on that set. I don't know what they do, but they're there to be the cheering section. And I guess you know, for what Pelissero said, Mike Tomlin's just willing to wait, you know, and they're
wait he's for not what, along, a better price?
No, that he actually wants to play. Rodgers said, hey, I'll only play for $10 million. I don't care about the money. I don't think it'll get to that once they get to negotiation on a salary if he gets that far.
So
but that's what he said.
If the Steelers are interested and money's not an issue, why hasn't he committed? Is it because he told McAfee there's some pretty serious things I'm dealing with, and before okay. I make a full commitment to the team, I want to make sure that I can commit?
Who doesn't have things in their personal life? Is there anyone that has a perfect personal life? Right. What he's doing, and he loves this, he's holding the league hostage. This is how he creates the most attention on himself, by doing it this way. And you have to really listen to it to get the full effect of, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, they lost. Really crazy. And he knows every detail of everything that's being reported, but says, I don't pay any attention to it. My girlfriend tells me.
Hold on. Where's that audio?
Okay, all right.
From?
So I just need to be strong for a few more seconds. He was panicking.
Not on my end.
He was trying to fight against the current, but his arms and legs were a little bit too tired.
What is going on here? This is, I'm taking Andy's pot down now.
To make jokes to kind of get him distracted and get his mind off what was actually happening.
It could be my phone. Hold
on. He held on to the boat. He was able to conserve some energy.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Something started auto playing on my phone. All right. I apologize for that.
No,
yeah. No, it's bullshit. I think his career just ended on that interview. I think any team that was thinking about getting into that hot mess, if they were even on the fence, they're like, yeah, never mind.
The only team left is Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, or maybe Minnesota comes back to them at some point, even though they're supposedly moved on. I just know this, that when he trashes the Jets and jokes about it being a debacle at times, bitch, you were front and center on that. And this whole notion of, I can't believe they did this, you were in Egypt last year instead of being at their mini camps.
Right.
Do you hear yourself talking, you entitled douchebag? I guess he doesn't.
You got the coach fired, you got the general manager fired, and your handpicked guy to be offensive coordinator also got fired.
Yeah, he sucked. Devontae didn't help much. No. The receivers you brought with you, Alan Lazard and Randall Cobb for one last wheezing season. Yeah, it's too bad. Too bad, because pre him going crazy, he was incredible to watch and extremely likable.
But yeah, I guess. But he's always been.
No, he hasn't always been. That's the thing, Andy. He wasn't always. Go back to pre-2019. Okay, he was a different guy. He got into all the Hollywood woo-woo.
Yeah, but don't you think that estrangement from his family, maybe it's all on them, but just observing him and the way he operates, I think it's on him.
Well, I would agree. Now, I watched as much of that three-part series on Netflix about him called Enigma.
I saw it, yeah.
I had to stop because it was boring me to death. I don't know about you, Andy. I couldn't even make it through all of the second episode. I'm like, yeah, barefoot, taking ayahuasca with a bunch of fucking hippies. Let's move the story forward, shall we?
Right. And if you're going to be a leader on the team, you got to be a part of the offseason. The NFL offseason is very short these days. A month or two after the Super Bowl and 6 weeks before training camp starts after minicamp. That's it. You got to be engaged. It's a job.
On the quarterback front, I don't know how much of this to believe, but according to sources and according to his girlfriend, guess who is still working out in hopes that his NFL tryout phone might still ring?
Yeah, that's
wait
I'm
for
sure
it.
Colin,
wait
Kaepernick.
For it, Colin.
Yeah. Well, do you remember this? When Jason Whitlock had a bigger forum,
yes,
he was constantly pushing Jeff George. Jeff George, who was fired by Marty Schottenheimer for being such a jerk.
Right.
And all you heard from Whitlock, oh, yeah, somebody's going to sign him, going to win a Super Bowl. Yes, he had a tantalizing arm, an unbelievable arm, but a complete pile of crap. No.
The best wild card for the draft coming up on Thursday, and I'm in Wisconsin this week. Our station is going to be at the draft. I'm going to the draft, Andy, for the first time and only time in my life. We're going to stand around amidst the masses and wait for linemen's names to be called by Goodell that I have no idea what they are or who they are. But the one best wild card of this draft, which, by the way, has had no first-round trades yet, which will be the first time, if it goes to Thursday, first time in the common draft era, nobody has traded a current year first rounder prior to the draft. How about that?
Because what I've heard, what has been said about this draft,
it sucks.
And so in order for a team to trade down, you got to be willing, a team that's willing to trade up.
And nobody wants to get up. They say there's about 14 for true first rounders in the draft. And they say there's several players who will get GMs fired. Like, they look at the draft going, oh, you're going to have to take this guy because you need this position, and the hype on him is so big, but he's going to suck, and you're going to get fired. We shall see about that. So, on the draft front and the quarterback front, Deion retired the number of his son and of Travis Hunter at Colorado, and a lot of people are screaming bloody murder about Shador's number going up at Folsom Field. And then Deion responded by saying, well, if he didn't have my name, we wouldn't be talking about this. And people shot back, yeah, that's the point. Do you think he deserved it? And is this an egregious retiring of a number?
No, it's not an egregious retiring of a number. And I don't think.
Do you know that Tim Tebow has not yet had his number retired at Florida?
Well, that's Florida's
decision. He won two national championships.
I know. Well, in most cases, numbers in college are not retired because you got so many numbers. Like,
well, what did Shador accomplish, really?
Well, he turned around a program that won one game. You know, he had two really good
years. Him and Travis Hunter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they retired his number too. I don't have a real issue with it.
Just because you don't care, basically. I would say, and I made this argument, I said, you know, RG3 is a fucking statue at Baylor. So if you want egregious, that's egregious.
Well, he was great there. He
won, but the statues, though, should be for super legends. Didn't we get deep in the weeds on statue talk with me and you and Lavero back on the sports reporters back in the day, where it's like, if you're going to get a statue, you better be Babe Ruth caliber.
Well, also, I think you should only get a statue after you're dead. I think what happened with
that's
Joe
another
Paterno,
one, right? You
Joe,
need
Joe
to be
Paterno at Penn State was awful. So I think that needs to be the case, though. You know, if you build a statue of Jordan outside the United Center, I don't know.
Doug Peterson and Nick Foles have statues outside of the link.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, so do you think it's going to be an interesting draft? I think it'll be interesting for a couple of players. Where does Shador go? The Ashton Jeanty thing is interesting. And I think there'll be some shuffling of the order by the time we finally get to Thursday. Someone's going to get antsy at the very end and scooch up.
Yeah, I think so. And I think one of the things that's going to be most interesting is where Shador goes. Because if he starts to fall down the board, you're going to hear some carping. Always. Including Deion. Deion's going to pipe up on this. Yeah. And this is also how long we've had Twitter since 2009, something like that. 15, 16 years of Twitter. You couldn't instantly react then. Like, even when Aaron Rodgers was sliding down the board in 2005, there wasn't the Twitterati to say, oh, they're missing out. You know, this was going to be a coin flip with Aaron Allen Smith, blah, blah, blah.
All right, Andy, one last thing for you. Brian Windhorst was on Pardon My Take, and I listened while mowing the grass the other day, and he had a very interesting angle on one particular thing. I need you to weigh in on this. He says when it comes to dinners out on the road, which he's on the road all the time covering the NBA, 5 people is his max. He said there's no use in any dinner for more than 5 people. You can't even talk to half the people at the other end of the table, and it's impossible to get those larger groups in. He said he'll just go, oh, is it 6? Thank you, I'm going to bed. How do you feel about that? You with him on that? Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because he's right. It is hard to engage in conversation when you do that. And, you know, I imagine part of his work, too, is going to dinner with general managers to find out things.
So. Yeah. He also says he tries to book flights that hopefully nobody's on and hotels where nobody are, because he gets besieged. People see him and they want to chat him up, and he wants to be a nice guy. But the last thing he wants to do on his own time is talk about the association.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he really has to be in a hotel very long anyway, right?
Well, he also said he books hotel rooms in November based mm-hmm. on who he thinks is going to the finals. Huh? And that he booked 2 weeks in Oklahoma City. And they joked, they're like, did you get a call back from the hotel going, sir, are you sure about this? You booked 2 weeks in Oklahoma City in June, and it's November. Was this a mistake? Because he says he cancels them. You know, most hotel reservations easily cancelable just a week ahead of time. So
it's a day, usually, I thought.
Yeah, a day. Yeah. All right, Andy, as always, good run. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Happy Easter. Talk to you later. Bye.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.